Blackstone Audio presents A Load of Hooey, a collection of new short humor fiction by Bob Odenkirk. This book is read by Bob Odenkirk, David Cross, Jay Johnston, Jerry Minor, Megan Amram, and Paul F. Tompkins.
A Load of Hooey, a collection of new short humor fiction by Bob Odenkirk. Includes selections from Famous Quotations, Unabridged. McSweeney's, San Francisco. The Odenkirk Memorial Library. This is one of a series of humorous books written by diverse authors and each blessed and approved by the non-deceased, yet American comedy person, Bob Odenkirk. Volumes in the OMI include satire, cartoons, black humor, gentle humor, and total humor, and they cover a broad range of subject matter, united only in their tendency to provoke laughter and warm feelings of distraction. No textbooks or pornography will be included in the series, yet. To Naomi, thank you for indulging me. Please continue to do so. Don't waste your money on that book. It's a lot of hooey. From Merriam-Webster's Definition of Hooey. Preface. One should never read a book on the toilet. By Miss Sally Pemberton of Miss Sally's Finishing School and College of Internal Medicine.
Hello. Hello. Now I am pausing for you to reply, "Hello, Miss Pemberton of Sally Pemberton's Finishing School and College of Internal Medicine." Very good, girls. Except for you, Violet Madison. You sound like a cow. How many times do I have to tell you, one should never speak with one's mouth open? It is rude for a man to see your tongue before the wedding. Why buy the cow when you can see the tongue for free? If you are reading this, you have opened and or purchased Mr. Odenkirk's book, A Load of Hooey. I am delighted for you, as I'm sure it will guarantee a slew of laughs and between a galette cup and an oyster cup, approximately, of titters. Before you wade in too deeply, however, I would like to remind you all of the golden rule. One should never read a book on the toilet. There are as many reasons one should never read a book on the toilet as there are appropriate forks to use at a purebred horse's wedding. 37. Posture may be the most important. There are appropriate postures for both reading and for defecating, and neither is compatible with the other. The ideal reading posture is brutally erect.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?